I'm loving the fact that we have been joined by a breath of fresh air named Tori Harper. She is beautiful. She's alert at this bright early hour, considering she didn't sleep so well. Sorry to hear about that, but welcome to New Orleans.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yep. Tori, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're not new because you've been around. You've been writing with different artists and singing on different albums for years now. Mm-hmm. But as a solo artist, you're kind of coming into your own. Tell us, what's the most important thing to know about you as a person, first and foremost?
Mm.
Who is Tori Harper?
Deep
down in your heart.
I think the most important thing to know about me is that I'm just a person.
Yeah.
And I need Jesus every single day, desperately. And I find myself more often than not relating to King David and just continually like throwing myself at the feet of the Lord, saying, I need you, God, because I can't do this. And I think that's actually where a lot of my songs come from. So, yeah.
Very cool. How old are you, Tori?
I'm 19.
Congratulations, you're almost done with being a teenager.
Yeah, 2 weeks to go.
It gets so much better, let me tell you. Just so much better.
That's good.
Though you've had a great run as a teenager. You've mm-hmm. gotten to record with Chris Tomlin, with 10th Avenue North. You've written with All Sons and Daughters. Like, you've got some street cred.
Was there anyone that you were like, oh my gosh, I'm here with? Anybody that you kind of
got
that giddy, the giddy schoolgirl?
Well, there was this one.
She's like, it's too early to get giddy. What are you talking about?
There was this one time where I was backstage at an awards show, and I got to meet Brooke Frazier.
And
for those of you who don't know, she sings What a Beautiful Name. Mm-hmm. But
she's got a new last name, though.
Oh, yeah, I know. I say Frazier because that's
most
her stage
her
name.
That.
And
that's
And I don't know how to pronounce her married name. Sorry, guys. But
it's like 8 syllables long. It's like a town in Sweden. It's
like
impossible.
Ligertwood or something like that. I don't know.
It's all good.
But she's been a songwriting idol of mine for a really long time. So I was kind of like really nervous, and my manager Annie will tell you that I just stood there and I didn't say anything. But that's probably the only person that would ever happen to for me.
That's so cool. So good. Confident.
Walk into the booth with Chris Tomlin, no problem, but Brooke Frazier. No, I get it. She's incredible. That's awesome. So It's a hard question to kind of broach. The first song that kind of popped you up on Christian radio was Joy, mm-hmm. which is a song about finding joy, and it's beautiful and wonderful, but it came from a rough season in your life of battling depression. That is something that we can all relate to. Every single person listening right now has gone through seasons where they have faced that hardship. How did you get through it? And to do it in the limelight, too, to do it publicly, it's got to be even more challenging.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, like, talking about it is kind of one of those nerve-wracking things that you're like, oh gosh, these deep feelings of mine are now like way out there open in the public. But like the Lord keeps reminding me that my story, my testimony can help someone else. And I think that's what kind of spurs me on to keep talking about what I've gone through. But just I guess the only way I got through it was learning to just listen to God's voice rather than everything else that was going on around me, and trusting that he's good and that he's faithful. And when you really put your trust in that and you really put your hope in that, you can't help but have joy, because you're excited for what he's going to bring about. You're excited for what's to come. And it says, in his presence there is fullness of joy. So if you're continually in his presence, you'll have joy. It's promised. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. So when we're in his presence and we receive that joy, we have the strength to get through what we're going through. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Good answer. And more King David parallels. Yeah. Again, you can really see that written on your heart. Coming up, we're going to listen to that song, Joy, in less than 60 seconds. And then we're going to, unfortunately, shock your system this early in the morning with the Life Songs lightning round. It can be intense. It's been described as both frivolous and exciting.
All right.
So that's coming up next on the Life Songs Morning Show with Tori Harper. That was Tori Harper with Joy on Uplifting Life Songs. And it is our joy to have you here in the studio. That's called a professional segue right there.
Good one.
We're so glad that you came into New Orleans. Sorry that you had a rowdy experience at your hotel. But
welcome to New Orleans.
Welcome to New Orleans.
It's okay.
It's summer. I'm just glad somebody was at the hotel. Honestly, it's good for the city. It's 25 minutes after 7, 82 degrees outside. And it is time for something we call the Life Songs Lightning Round.
Ooh.
And if are you a good test taker?
Ish.
Okay.
Ish.
It's all good.
Well, the whole concept behind the Life Songs Lightning Round is just real simple answers. You know, just focus. But if something triggers a memory and a story happens to come out, we're okay with that too.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So we'll start you off easy. I'll go through Achy Breaky Heart. Okay, Nancy?
Okay.
And you pick up after that. We'll start with this. Tacos or pizza?
Tacos.
Tacos? Nice. Beach house or mountain cabin?
Oh, that's really hard.
They're polar opposites.
Beach house.
Okay. Summer. HGTV or ESPN?
HGTV.
Do you have a favorite show?
Fixer Upper.
Yeah, of course. Lipstick or sunglasses?
Lipstick.
Okay. Piano or guitar?
Piano.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'm surprised by that. That's awesome.
She comes with her guitar. All right, Achy Breaky Heart or Friends in Low Places? It's a Nashville country question.
Achy Breaky Heart.
All right.
Until the last time I listened to country music.
Sweatpants.
The early 90s.
Sweatpants and Netflix or overalls and sweat activity?
Sweatpants and Netflix.
Of course. So what's more awkward, signing autographs or Snapchat interviews with fans?
Snapchat interviews with fans.
Sweet or salty?
Both together.
Yes. Elvis or Dolly?
Elvis.
Yeah. Vans or Converse?
Converse.
Bible. Physical copy or the Bible app?
Both great, but definitely physical copy for me.
Man, oh man. You did great.
You did it. You survived. Well. It wasn't too hard, right?
No. I thought it was going to be a lot harder than that.
No.
It's not like the ACT.
We wouldn't do that too.
You know? And the points don't matter. It's kind of like, wait, don't tell me a little bit. So,
a little bit.
You have a brand new EP out, which is titled This Song, right? Seasons?
Yes.
Is the EP. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the song, and then we're really excited. She's going to play it for us, guys. It's going to be great.
So the song Seasons was written when I was going through a time where I had this really exciting thing going on, and I was so excited about it. And then one day I heard this quote from John Bevere that said, just because it's a good thing doesn't mean it's a God thing. And it really,
nuggets like that.
It really challenged me to look at what I was holding on to and say, is this really what God planned for me? Like, is this what he wanted? Or did I just kind of run with whatever I wanted? Which sort of triggered this fear, like, oh, Lord, please don't take this away. Like, you know, and I was holding on to it so tightly. And then eventually I just realized, like, God's not out there to get you. Like, he loves you. And if he does tell you no, it's for a good reason, and it's to help you and to love you, and because he's got something much better for you. And it wasn't a super easy realization, and I think even after writing the song, like just singing the song, was just me sort of releasing that to him. And just asking him to help me release it to him and help me to give it up to him, because I wanted to live with open hands, no matter what season we go through. So,
very good.
That's awesome. Well, ladies and gentlemen, on the Life Songs Morning Show, this is Tori Harper singing her song Seasons.
I've been living with my hands tightly locked around things I'd rather not let go. I've been searching for a reason to hold on, but I'm finding they're all gone, no trace. Oh, the flowers die and grow, and the seasons come and go, and am I just hear a no from the Lord? Oh, but my heart's in His hands, and I know He's got a plan, and He's not finished yet with my just the start, the start. Lord, I'm asking you to loosen up my grasp so that I can just move past how I feel. I'd like to live it and be just as enthralled with your yes and not at all the same. Oh, the flowers die and grow, and the seasons come and go, and am I just here a no from the Lord?
That was beautiful.
Wow.
Well done.
Oh my gosh, your voice is so pure.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was amazing. Tori Harper with her latest Seasons on Uplifting Life Songs.
It's 33 minutes after 7 o'clock. Tori, I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day hanging out in New Orleans before heading home. You guys are driving to Nashville today.
We are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so get some beignets, at least.
We will.
One beignet. and enjoy. Yes. It's going to be a pretty day. It's going to be a hot day, so lots of water.
Yes.
And thank you so much for spending time with us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Your heart is beautiful, your songs are beautiful, and we're excited to know you.
Thank you.